All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is 6:08, and wow, the weather for today, hazy, hot, high near 100.
Oh,
that's all I can say. Hazy, hot, high near 100. It's going to be a real warm, warm day, but it was like a hot weekend, too. I mean, it was hot.
Yeah, it was real hot.
Monday morning at this time, we always go around the room and talk about the peaks of our weekends. I would like to say Walmart Chef is clean shaven, and I think you got a haircut.
Yeah, I did. Good, thank you for noticing, Courtney.
Did your wife cut your hair, or who cut it?
No, my wife cut my hair last night.
Okay.
How
come I can notice when your wife cuts your hair, I can notice and it looks good, but when you go and get it professionally done, I can't tell.
Yeah, I had no idea that I get my hair done. Yeah, no, my wife has been doing my hair since March.
It looks good.
Yeah, thank you.
The sideburns do. You can't really see much because he's wearing a hat right now.
Yeah, it's a good thing I wear a hat every day. Yeah.
Well,
it's a real good thing.
Today is the first day since Mr. Automotive cut my hair that I didn't put a hat on.
Oh, really?
You didn't notice I don't have a hat on?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You don't.
He's trying to, like, I don't know what he did. He hacked into it, but whatever.
I really like that shirt you have. That color combination is a really good combination for you.
Props to our listeners, because they picked out the colors when I was doing a Facebook Live, and I was, you know, making my own little tie-dye.
Nice.
So thank you. All right, the peaks of our weekends. My peak, I went to the Berkshires for the first time.
Really?
Oh. I didn't know that they were so close. What is wrong with me that I didn't know that?
Yeah, I mean, the Berkshires are great. There are so many things you can do in the Berkshires.
I spent time at Otis Reservoir, and it was awesome.
Nice.
It was awesome. So if you need a little, I guess you could even call it a staycation because it was less than an hour away.
Nice. Yeah.
And it was beautiful. Good. So yeah, my peak was I finally went to the Berkshires. And
did you swing up to the Lee outlets?
I did not. We didn't do any of that. No, okay. we isolate, you know, we like stayed away from everybody and we just spent time on the reservoir swimming. So no, I didn't really mingle with anybody.
Great Barrington is great, by the way. If you ever need like a spot to go to in the Berkshires.
Yeah.
Great Barrington.
Is it really? Yeah. I can't even believe it was that close. I can't even believe it was my first time going. Big shout out to everybody in the Berkshires. I had a blast. So yeah, that was the peak of my weekend. Gavin, the peak of yours?
I've never been to the Berkshires.
I know. It's
I
so
need
close.
To go.
You and Kelly would love it. So many little country stores.
Really?
Yeah. Yes, you would love
that's it.
That's
it. Well, that's all we need. We're going now.
All right, what was your peak?
It was a really laid back weekend because it was really hot. We were in the house a lot, but I'd say the peak for our weekend was our son Lennon turned 5 months on Sunday.
Wow,
5 months old! So we had a little party for him at the house. We watched some Coco Melon. We watched Little Bug. And anyone who has kids knows about these things. But yeah, it was a good weekend just to kind of hang out and enjoy our son.
Are you going to celebrate every month? Like,
oh, yeah.
Is he going to have a birthday like next month?
All the way. Oh. All the way up to when it's 1 year.
Okay. All right.
That's what we
I
do.
Like
and
that.
And then after that, then he just go every year.
Well, I did see the photo you posted for his 5 month birthday, and it's so adorable.
Yeah, he looks like Dr. Evil.
He does. He does.
he's plotting or something. Yeah.
All right. Walmart Jeff, peak of the weekend.
Peak of the weekend. I mean, nothing really.
All right, but listen, I don't want you to feel stressed about it because everybody's weekend is the same. They're all blending into one weekend.
I mean, I do the same thing every weekend. I go down to Salmon River in East Hampton, had a good time, played some football with the kids.
I love it.
I got to cut up a tree in the woods because a tree fell in the path. I mean, it's the same thing. Every weekend, it's just the quantity of beer I drink is different.
I love it. It's still a good weekend spending with the family by the water. I love it. Hey, listen, if you want to see the peaks of our weekends, we have photos. And you can add your peak, too. Just head over to the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. All the hits. Oh, God, got a little excited. Yeah, it's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 6:26, hazy, very hot today. High of 100. Yes.
Ooh.
High of 100. So try to stay cool if you can. There are cooling centers throughout the state. Of course, you can check out our community access page for a list of cooling centers near you. It is time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
Yeah. So we waste $520 a year doing this. Would you guys like to take a guess? Courtney, your hand is raised.
I'm going to say, it's probably stupid, but going out to dinner.
Ooh.
We don't go out much. I feel like you could blow through $100 on one weekend going out to dinner, obviously, but I would say going out to eat.
Going out to eat is incorrect. Hmm. Gavin, would you like to take a guess on what people spend $520 waste it?
I'd love to, friend. Oh, want me to answer now?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to go with streaming services.
Ah,
the Hulu's, the Prime, the Netflix.
Netflix.
Yeah, it all adds up.
No, what? Disney no. Plus.
Yeah, it all adds up.
I have Netflix. I don't pay for it, do I?
Yeah, you do.
You do.
Through your cable bill, you pay for it.
Oh, that's why the bill's so high.
Yeah,
I thought it just came on my smart TV and boom, you had it.
No, that's why you had that extra $13 charge.
Oh, okay. All right.
Anyways, $520 gets wasted on fruit. people go to a grocery store, they buy fruit,
and then
it goes bad before you get to it.
Listen, here's a tip.
Okay.
If get that fruit and just soak it in vodka. If you fill up a mason jar with vodka and your fruit that's about to go bad, just let it sit for a couple weeks, strain it, it'll be tasty, and then you won't waste the fruit.
Yeah, unfortunately for people with kids, though, soaking...
Even more so. Do it with tequila if you got kids.
Yeah, but if you keep your fruit in the fridge and the kids see it and they don't know what's soaking in...
You need to have a mommy-daddy fridge with a lock on it.
So you're wasting about $10 a week on fruit.
Wow.
And the top three fruits. Gavin, you know what's funny? I remember when you first started working here.
Oh, every day a banana.
Yeah, you'd have a banana every day. You'd really go to town on that.
Now
thing.
I have the banana in the car on the way to work, so you guys don't, you know, make fun of me about it anymore.
But you told us a way to keep your bananas staying fresh is you separate them and put them in different spots of the house.
You can put them in a brown paper bag as well. That will help. Or in the fridge.
Or in the fridge.
So the top fruits that get wasted: oranges, bananas, and apples.
Oh, I believe it. All right. Yeah.
So there you go. You can save your $520. If you're going to a grocery store and you plan on buying fruit, just give me the money.
Yeah, or like I said, soak your fruit in alcohol and it'll last a lot longer. Hey, listen, you don't want to throw money out the door, right? We're helping you with your bills. We do it 12 times a day. We give away $12,000 a day. Your first shot at listening and winning $1,000 is coming up at 7. All the hits, Kiss 95, 7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning at 640 Hollywood, brought to you by Kia of East Hartford. Regis Philbin has passed away Friday at his New York apartment. They're saying from a heart attack. He was 88 years old. Everybody loved Regis. Didn't you guys love Regis?
Oh, yeah.
He was good.
He was awesome. He spent 15 years hosting Regis and Kathy and 8 years with Kelly Ripa. Of course, a lot of celebrities are posting nice tributes. You can see all of the tributes. And Kathy Lee, I'm sure, will be all over TV today talking about Regis. But all of those tributes are on our page. Kanye West has taken to Twitter to apologize to his wife, Kim Kardashian, for his recent behavior. He said, "I would like to apologize to my wife, Kim, for going public with something that was a private matter." He says, "I did not cover her like she covers me. Kim, I want to say I know I hurt you. Please forgive me. Thank you for always being there for me." And then an hour later, he showed up at a hospital near his ranch in Wyoming for anxiety. Once there, he had a panic attack. He was only there 10 minutes and left. So they sent an ambulance to his home. The ambulance sat outside for quite some time. I'm hearing he was having anxiety and panic issues. They managed to calm him down and then they left. But if you'd like to read his apology, I know, I just feel like...
going through something.
He
big
is,
time.
And I want him to get help. Yep.
Do we know if Kim tweeted him back accepting the apology?
No, I don't think she did. I don't. Okay. I mean, he could just probably pick up the phone and tell her. Maybe she wanted. Maybe
Twitter.
You know. Maybe she said she wanted a public apology. I don't know. And Ciara and Russell Wilson welcomed a baby boy. They named him Wynn. Wynn Harrison, that's his middle name, adorable. They shared photos online. Ciara posted a video from the hospital showing her holding the baby and singing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So cute.
Happy birthday, dear Wynn. Happy birthday to you.
And then she was... like, relieved it was over. She was singing with a mask on. That's got to be difficult to try and get that breath and sing. And she looks beautiful. She literally had the baby like 5 seconds before that video, and she's just stunning.
And we're still waiting for the baby to blow out the candle. The candle is still lit.
You can see that and more at kiss957.com/Courtney.
Courtney and Kiss in the Morning on Kiss957.
Dua Lipa, Break My Heart, all the hits, Kiss957. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, hazy, hot. High near 100. That's right. That's what I said. 100. High near 100. All right. It is time for some good news. And man, there's been a lot of TikTok bad news. Like, I feel like if you're a parent, TikTok should scare you. But finally, some good news if you've got TikTok.
Yeah, especially if you love making videos, if you're super creative. Well, TikTok now wants to pay you to make those creative videos. They just established a $200 million creators fund.
Okay.
So all the fund will be for creators who regularly post creative videos, and they're going to start paying people in the coming year, and the fund will continue to grow over time.
Okay.
So if you want to sign up to be a TikTok creator... we have the link on our blog at kiss957.com, keyword Courtney.
That's pretty awesome. But I would just be careful with TikTok, because once they start paying you, then they have your banking information. See?
Oh.
That's the problem.
Oh, Courtney.
That's the problem with TikTok. They've been accused of, like, you know, taking your info, taking your dances, your faces, and using it in, you know, some other ways.
Can you imagine, like, high schoolers sitting down with their guidance counselors, and the guidance counselors are like,
what do you
want to be when you grow up? Well, I'd like to be a TikTok creator.
Okay. All right. Make more money than we are.
Is that in the manual? I don't know.
Yeah, where's that?
I guess that's some good news. I've got some good news. You've heard of the Wine Fairies, right? If you haven't heard of the Wine Fairies, a group of women throughout, I think, Massachusetts, right here in Connecticut, too. Thousands and thousands of women on Facebook, and they kind of surprise people with, you know, goodie baskets. Yeah. Well, forget the Wine Fairies. It is going to be the Kiss Fairies. We are filling up goodie bags, and we're going to surprise our listeners and drop them off at their doorsteps just like the Wine Fairies. But no wine. I'm sorry. We can't. I don't think legally.
We tried.
We did. I tried my best to get you booze, but it is going to be stocked with some great stuff. I mean, bath and beauty products from my sister. She owns a company called Diva Stuff.
Nice.
We get a ton of that going in there. I mean, it's going to be awesome. I've got more info coming up. Keep that in mind. We're going to start getting you registered to get kissed by Kiss, and one of us will show up on your doorstep. Well, you're not supposed to see us. We're supposed to ring the doorbell and run.
It's supposed to be anonymous.
Yeah, anonymous. But it is. It's from us. And that's going to be happening real soon. Walmart Chef, what's your good news?
Well, this really isn't good news, but I'm going to do it anyways. British police were getting a bunch of calls about a large cat in a park. A lot of people were saying it was a Black Panther, which is, it's not really common to see a Black Panther in this area, obviously. When they got to the park, they noticed that there was indeed a Black Panther on a park bench, and it was actually a stuffed animal. The good news is nobody got hurt, and there isn't a Black Panther.
How did they know? How did they not see it was a stuffed animal, though?
I guess it was dark out when the people were calling in complaining about the animal. But, I mean, if you're looking at something and it doesn't move for an extended amount of time, it's probably fake.
If you throw a stick at it and it doesn't move, it's probably just a stuffed animal. But, hey, if you've got good news, we would love it. Share your good news with us. We want to know what's going on. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. It's the weekend. Heartless on Kiss 95.7. That song makes me crave a watermelon margarita. I don't know why. He sings it. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to get some watermelon and then make a margarita.
Oh God.
Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, all the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. 709, hazy, hot, high of 100 today. So it's going to be very, 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 very hot. It is time for Walmart Just Relationship Tips.
Yeah, and I'm the only one in the room that's qualified to hand these tips out because I'm in a successful marriage. Yes, Courtney?
What's the qualifications? That you're married? Gavin's married.
Yeah, I'm married.
I don't feel like you have to be married to be in a successful relationship.
Yeah, I know, but I actually had to sit down with a board-certified relationship therapist.
They did go to therapy.
Well, no, I was going to say that person actually granted me the right to hand out relationship tips.
Gotcha. Okay.
Today we're going to talk about trust. You know, you really think you know your significant other until you have to trust them with something.
Well, listen, I really thought I knew my significant other. You're right, Walmart Jeff.
Yeah.
Until you spend 24/7 with them because your state's in lockdown, then you realize, whoa, who is this person?
Yeah, and it's like, oh, okay, what can I do about this?
Legally do?
Yeah, exactly.
To fix the situation.
So, anyways, I generally trust my wife with the kids and the dogs and the house. Not so much doing like yard work and stuff like that. She's just not really an outdoorsy type of person.
Okay, good for her.
And I've been trusting my wife to cut my hair these past several months.
And it looks like it's hard to tell because you have a baseball hat on, but I think you look. Is she? Did a great job. It's right high and tight around the ears.
Yeah. You want me to take off my hat so you can see?
I want to see the whole thing. Yeah, because I cut Mr. Automotive's hair and it looks good.
It looks good.
Yeah, she did a really good job.
It's a little choppy, chunky, or oh my God, what's that? Wait, whoa, what's on the back? Stop. You're
what
bald.
Happened?
Wait a minute, you have a bald strip. You are completely bald back there.
Yeah, so that's the whole trust thing.
What happened? Did she take the guard off and shave your head down to nothing?
Well, she had finished, you know, cutting the hair, so she took the guard off, the extension clipper or whatever, and she put it down, and she, you know, she trimmed up the sides and stuff like that. And I'm sitting there, and she goes, oh, one more thing. And then I heard her clicking the little razor. She goes, oh, here we are in 5, which is what she cut my hair with. And I'm like, she didn't put in the extension. And as I was thinking that in my head, she just went, bzzz.
No, right? Oh. He's got a bald, it's probably 2 inches wide.
Yeah.
And it goes from the top of his head down to the back of his neck. Can I see that again?
That's yeah.
It's like a reverse mohawk, really. It's like you've got hair everywhere except for where a mohawk would be. Take a photo. Let's put it on the Courtney and Kiss the Morning
Fish.
I'm
taking photos. Turn around, you.
Turn around. Be a big boy. That's hysterical. Oh, you might want to have to rub some coconut oil on that or something.
Wow.
I don't know if that hair is going to grow back.
But anyways,
and then,
I love it, Barb.
So here's the deal.
I got some great ideas.
Here's the deal. Like, I trusted my wife to do it, and then my wife goes, "Well, it's really your fault." And I was like, "Well, how is
that?" For asking her to do it.
How is my? Yeah, exactly. She goes, "Well, it's your fault. You knew I had 4 Bud Light seltzers and a Xanax, so you probably should have let me cut your hair." And I was like, "Are you kidding me? How is this my fault?"
I would like to take a moment to thank Barb for giving me some great ideas for when I trim Mr. Automoto's hair again. Well, listen, he did it to me. I told him to nip off the ends a couple months ago, and all I heard was crunch. One cut, my hair was gone. 4 inches gone. Like, it's above my shoulder right now.
It was one of those things where it happened so quick, and I knew it was about to happen, and I couldn't say anything, and then it happened.
Yes. And you have to, like, try not to cry, and then you do a shot of tequila. Did that happen to you? Because that happened to me.
No, it didn't. Oh. No, I didn't cry.
Oh, I did.
I was very upset. I think my neighbors learned some new words that they probably shouldn't have been hearing.
Wow. But
here's the good news about this.
Yeah.
It really looks great when you're wearing a hat. If you can't see that she gave you a skunk stripe all the way down the back of your head. Yeah. It looks good. It's like nice and tight around the face.
Sideburns look good.
Yeah, they do, right?
Yeah. I think she might do that on purpose.
You know what? We did get into a fight on Saturday, and I thought everything was good.
Wrong.
Oh, my God. Are you posting that? Please post it.
I'm posting it right now.
There you go. Trust in your partner. That's this week's marriage tips.
I love it. If you want to see the photo, it is going up right now on the Courtney and Kiss of the Morning Facebook page. Louis Capaldi, Before You Go, All the Hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney, Walmart, Jeff, and Gavin, 725, hazy and hot, high near 100 today. It is time for Jeff's Junk.
So like a week and a half ago, I went out to my mailbox, and I had some bills in there, a couple other things, and I was curious to see what my electric bill was like, because my AC had been on for quite some time.
Okay, me too. Yeah, this is going to depress me. Me too.
Now, and I don't know if anyone else did this, but I literally opened up the bill. I saw how much my electric bill was, and I put it back in my mailbox.
Yeah, return to sender.
And it's literally still sitting in my mailbox.
That's funny. Same thing happened to me, and I thought, we're just going to have to do without lights and AC. This is ridiculous. My bill went up. I don't know, like 100%. Like it tripled. Oh, yeah. My bill tripled. How does it triple?
It was insane.
Tripled.
So if you've checked your Eversource electric bill, you're probably like Courtney and you notice that it's gone up almost double. Some people went up 90%.
Well, I'd say that's probably what did them. Mine went up 90%,
So Eversource, because everyone, if you go online on Facebook and Instagram and stuff like everyone's complaining.
So what they do, jack their prices up, or is it really the AC?
Some prices did go up for Eversource, so they're passing those prices on to the customer.
Well, that's just wrong.
And I hate how when you look at your bill, the delivery is more than the supply.
How does that even happen?
Sense.
I don't get that. Eversource is also saying that with more people working at home, more people are using electricity, the air conditioning's on, it's more taxing on their system. So the people that they're getting their energy from to make sure they have enough are charging them more. So Eversource is basically just adding, all this added value to us.
Well, guess
the customer.
What? Guess what, Eversource?
What?
I do need my lights and AC. So I'm going to be nice.
What are you going to protest and turn on your lights and AC?
No, but I might look into getting solar panels.
Yeah.
I know they pay off, but the initial investment I think is expensive. But it might be time to all go solar.
Yeah, Walmart Jeff was talking about the ultimate dad move earlier, where he went around the house and unplugged all of his unused items right now.
Yeah, like lamps and TVs. And
yeah.
God, what a great idea. Unplug like your toasters, your can openers. Does that really add
all
up?
That sucks. Yeah, all it sucks up electricity.
And God forbid if I shut down the hot tub in the middle of the summer, my wife started yelling. She goes, "Why'd you turn the hot tub off?" I go, "It's 100 degrees outside. You're not getting in the hot tub.
Look at the electric bill."
Yes. So there you go. I just feel bad for the families and the people that are out of work Oh, and then, yeah, like the AC, you can't go to the mall to keep cool.
Could they just give us a heads up? Hey, heads up, guys. Your bill's going to triple. Can we get a heads up?
I don't know.
So all of a sudden, you throw that at us. I'm not happy.
Eversource is first, and then I'm going to start looking into the cable company and why I can't get rid of my telephone and my bill will go through the roof.
Oh, yeah, yes. Yeah. Let's all do this together. Now you're winding me up. Now I'm upset.
Oh, I love fired up Courtney.
Let's not do that. It's not pretty in a pandemic, that's for sure. It is a 728. Speaking of bills, we're going to help you. If your electric bill has been through the roof, we're going to help you out. We've got $1,000 headed your way. Be listening to win at 8 o'clock.